Got some cloud cover to keep the temperature down, so it's a nice, comfortable day here at the Indiana Vermilion County Fair. I'm Brendan Easter with WITY in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, and here with me today, right now, I have Dawson. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you enjoying the fair so far?
It's very tiring.
I can imagine so. I hear you're taking care of some rabbits?
Yes, I have one rabbit and two chickens.
That's a lot to take care of. The chicken show already happened. How did that go for you?
One of my birds got second place, and the other bird got reserve grand champion.
That is a fantastic day at the fair. You want to talk me through the day and taking care of your chickens?
So this morning I got up around like 7 a.m. We headed down, and I got a cooler packed and some snacks because my sister won Little Miss this year. So I got some snacks packed this morning, and then the cooler full of ice and some Uncrustables and stuff. We packed my grandmother's van and headed down here. This morning I came down and I got changed into show clothes, and then I decided to clean chicken feet. I did that this morning, fed and watered real quick before we had our show, and then that's about it, and then we had our chicken show.
How much of an upkeep do the chickens require every year?
Chickens are usually one of the hardest animals other than cows. Cows get really hard to take care of because of how much you have to wash them.
I can imagine. So with chickens, it's probably taking care of all the feathers on the body, making it a lot harder than just, say, washing off like a goat or a horse.
Yes.
All right. Also, you said you had a rabbit.
Yes.
You got a name for the rabbit?
Her official name throughout the state of Indiana is Susie Q, but we call her Fufu.
Susie Q, okay. And Susie Q is entered in the rabbit contest, correct?
Yes.
Any high expectations for her?
We all think that she's going to at least get first place.
At least first place. Wow. I like the confidence there. Going into some of your other activities with 4-H, you said you were involved in some kind of building project.
Yes, I did Marvelous Minerals of Indiana. It is going to State Fair this year.
Wow. Any reason you chose Marvelous Minerals?
So we were originally just going to do Minerals of Indiana, and then we decided we wanted to add a little pizzazz to it and make it Marvelous Minerals of Indiana.
So is there any kind of extra theming you did with the minerals? Talk me through how you put together your project there.
So what we did, we printed out our words and we reused, reduce, reuse, recycle our poster boards from many years ago. My grandma still has some from when my parents were in 4-H. So we reduce, reuse, recycled those and used a poster board and some of the colors that we used to have, and we printed out our words and whatever all we wanted to type out. We always background our titles because it's always just that plain printing paper, and then we background it, and then it makes it more colorful. And then I backgrounded the definition of minerals, and then we printed out a bunch of pictures of different minerals found in Indiana and typed up a bunch of stuff that is about those minerals.
Any particular reason you chose minerals over other topics?
Yes, actually, because of minerals are mainly found in other states. Not many minerals are actually found in Indiana. The main mineral found in Indiana is only calcite. And calcite involves limestone and all that stuff.
So have you always been interested in minerals and collecting that kind of stuff?
So what I'm really interested in is animals. I love animals. My favorite animal is a dog, so I also wanted to do vet science. But instead I did minerals because they're rare in Indiana, so it seemed like a better idea, and vet science is something we have to deal with almost in an everyday basis.
So the mineral topic ends up standing out a bit more from the crowd of other animal-based topics. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
And obviously it worked out if that project's going to the state fair, right?
Yes.
Focusing back more on the Vermilion County Fair, do you have any other activities in the fair you're looking forward to taking part in?
So I usually take part in judging the Battle of the Barns. This year I will not be doing that, so I'm going to be participating in the National Fire Blanket. You will come down and you participate in that trailer over there, and the fire department comes down, they teach you a bunch of stuff about what to do in a fire. And sometimes they bring a nice camper down. They do fire safety and how to get out of a room if your house is on fire. And then you get a actual fire blanket that puts out fires.
That's exciting. And are you taking both Susie Q and your chickens? Are you taking them to any other fairs across the state or?
No.
No, just here.
We only do Vermilion County.
All right. Well, Dawson, thank you so much for this interview and for your time. This was a pleasure.
It was. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to stay tuned here on WITY for continued coverage of the Vermilion County Fair in Indiana.